Harvey Webster of the Natural History Museum tells the story of Balto, the sled dog who inspired Alaska's Iditarod race.
Balto, well, you know, it's an interesting story. In 1925, in February, late January and February, Nome, Alaska, which was an entirely stranded little former gold rush town, suffered an outbreak of diphtheria, and they had hardly any serum in town to be used to inoculate the citizens of the town. So finally someone suggested, well, how about the mushers? Because there was a system, a relay system, you know, kind of like, think the Pony Express, only with dog teams. So a bunch of the mushers, led by Leonard Sepala, got together, and since they all had family in Nome and all had relatives at risk, they agreed to do this and to do it nonstop around the clock. And so over the course of 120 hours or so, 128 hours, I believe it took them, there were lots of dog casualties, lots of dogs that didn't survive. There was extraordinary heroics, and anyway, they do the impossible. They delivered the serum, and the final team was driven by Gunnar Kaysen, and the lead dog was Balto. So they deliver the serum, the town is saved, and it's interesting because this story is one of the first stories that really played out around the world. Because of the advent of radio and the telegraph, everybody knew that the town was stricken, and so they were reading their newspapers, you know, as this great relay against death was taking. So they felt they were a part of it. And so Gunnar Kaysen and Balto and the team were heroes. They toured the lower 48, went to vaudeville theaters. They were here in Cleveland several times. But finally, even after a movie was made out of them, a two-reel newsreel type film, and then a statue was actually struck of Balto in Central Park. After all that, the team got sold to a guy who ran what they called a dime museum in L.A., and Balto and the team were chained to a sled, to a stage, in this dingy, darkened room. And into this room one day, George Kimball, a Cleveland businessman, comes, and he says, "I'm outraged. This dog and this team saved a town, and they saved children, and this is just, they're heroes, and here they are chained to this prison." And so he negotiated with the owner of the dogs to purchase. He got an option to buy them. He had to raise $2,000. This is in 1926. And he comes back, and he has 2 weeks to do it. He gets the plane dealer to help, and they get school kids to give their pennies and nickels and dimes, and sure enough, they raise the money. They buy the team. The dogs come here, and they live out their life at the Cleveland Zoo, at the Brookside Zoo. And then when Balto dies, the decision is made, since he was such an icon, to have him taxidermed, to have him stuffed. And so he's currently on display at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. It's part of our permanent collection.